Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One of my favorite audiences is Andy and Randy's audience. And so Andy and Randy, you A&R people out there, they're obviously taking this day off, as is, you know, all the regularly scheduled shows, like you and I used to do on this day. But they'll be back tomorrow. Doesn't mean we don't have a ton to talk about. And for those of you who are used to Andy and Randy's show and how it's set up, John Fricke with you from the Northern Kia Studios till 2 o'clock. This is going to be a John show, okay? Because I can't follow their format. It just they do their thing. I do my thing. For those of you who don't know what my thing is, my thing is, when I originally got into the business 1,000 years ago at WGST, Far Row and Piedmont in the 1970s, yeah, 1,000 years ago, it was kind of old school talk radio. And that's what I, when I started doing shows solo again, I wanted to do old school talk radio because I want to talk to all of you. I mean, this is like, it's like a bar, okay? For those of you who don't, for those of you who are familiar with my show, you'll understand. I hate to be repetitive, but I got to explain it to those who are not. It's like a bar, okay? I'm at the bar, you wander up to the bar, and I buy you a beer. More commonly, you buy me a beer because I'm cheap, and we have a chat. Now, if you want to order from the bartender and ask me a question and bolt and say, I'll listen to you back at the table, you can do that, but that's not why I'm inviting you into the show. There are no guests on this show because there are nothing but guests on this show, and those guests are you. And so the only ground rules are simple, okay? We can disagree without being disagreeable, you know? I mean, don't be a Richard. And, you know, anything is fair game. I can't guarantee you that if you want to jump in on something that I don't know much about, and there are things I don't know much about because I've been married twice. You know, if there are things that I don't know much about, I may be going, I ain't got nothing for that. Occasionally, I'll get a call and they'll say, hey, what do you think about, you know, Oklahoma softball? I'm like, I got nothing. I don't know what to tell you. It beats the hell out of me. But you are certainly always welcome to talk Falcons. You're always welcome to talk about, you know, any of the headlines today, certainly any of the local teams, if you want to jump in. I will drive the show with a couple of three topics that I'm interested in. And of course, the first thing today is going to be the Atlanta Braves. And when we talk about the Atlanta Braves, let's take you back. So this happened last night.
It's the Dodgers. Obviously, that's a great lineup. Acuna ambushes the first pitch and knocks it over the center field wall.
All right, that happened last night. First pitch of the game, 419 feet. So we're going to begin the show today, if you don't mind, with a prayer. Oh, it's all okay. Okay. Dear God of sports, they say we can't have nice things in Atlanta. Please let Acuna Matata stay fully healthy for the next 10 years. In the name of Doc Ahoma, amen. Oh, my God. This guy is... You know, I half-kiddingly said last weekend, hey, can you miss 50 games and be the MVP? And I said last weekend, well, he's making the All-Star team. I mean, the game is here. He's the biggest star on the team. I think he's the best player in the game. How can you not put him on there? Of course he's going to make the All-Star team. By the way, so is that pitcher from last night. Can I stop for a second? I can. It's my show. All of you who want to give Alex Anthopoulos grief, never, I love all of you, but you don't, it's the same thing with other teams too. You never give them credit for what they do well, okay? You only look at the negative, okay? You never look at the, that Chris, that was, do I need to remind you? Chris Sale for Vaughn Grissom straight up. Do I need to repeat that? Okay. Do I need to repeat that? I mean, it's turning into one of the greatest trades in the history of Atlanta sports. Chris Sale for Vaughn Grissom. I'm just telling you, okay? It's, hey, listen, hey, I'm just letting you know. That dude, though, wow. The catches he's making out there. And then there was a story that said, there's a hole in Acuña, because they always look for the next, there's a hole in Acuña's game as he's come back here. I forget where I read it. I don't know, one of those Bleacher Report, MSN, I don't know. It was one of those things. There's a hole in Ronald Acuña's game. He's not stealing bases. I'm like, well, who cares? Really? I couldn't care less. I mean, that's not relevant here. What's more relevant is getting people on base in front of him, except he keeps hitting leadoff home runs. That's twice since he's come back. That he's not only let off a game, but let off the game with a home run on the first pitch. I'm thinking, you pitchers who pitch to this guy, you might not want to come down Broadway on the first pitch. Okay? You might want to just like throw one about 55 feet. Hell, you may hit that off the bounce like a cricket bat and knock it out of the park, but at least try. Man. It's so much fun. All right, so anyway, so they win last night, right? You got Sale making the great play, and he wanted to go out for the ninth. I know he wanted the complete game. That's a different story. We don't have to debate that. All right, so Sale's brilliant. He's going to make the All-Star team. Acuña's brilliant. He's going to make the All-Star team. Those two for sure. I don't know if anybody else will, but those two for sure will make the All-Star team. Okay, we all get this. But they beat the MESS mess again. Now the Mets have lost five straight, and we got Strider going tonight. Coming off his best outing, in his first win. See if you can sweep the Mets before you head off on this road trip here to Miami and then, of course, to Citi Field. Braves have won 5 of 6, and they're beating the Mets, and they're doing it like, you know, the last couple of nights where they have a walk-off, a rally and a walk-off, and then they have a dominating win. This looks like the Braves championship teams of the last 6-7 years under Brian Snicker. They finally look like it. And so last night, game ends. And I'm tweeting out, you know, hey, the Stars are playing like Stars. And we're starting to get some replies on some of the socials that I have. And some of the fans, this is what I want to ask. First question up, I want to ask all of you. And I'll ask Garrett Chapman in a moment this question here. I got last night a bunch of tweets that said, we are back. We're back. We're back. Hey, we're here. We're back. Now, there's 90 games to go, and it should scare the living hell out of the filthies in the mess if, in fact, the Braves are back. Okay, you know, you've got certainly Acuña playing at a level as high as anybody in the game. He may be the best player in the game right now. Right now. I mean, just talking about right now, this minute, okay? Is there anybody in baseball playing better than Ronald Acuña at this moment? The answer is probably no. Chris Sale is as big good as any starting pitcher in baseball at this moment for the last brief period of time here, okay? And we're talking about a brief period of time, okay? Last, whatever, you know, 10 games or so. So it's a brief period of time. But those two all-stars, those two, you know, Cy Young, MVP guys are playing like Cy Young and MVP guys. Now can they drag other people along with them? We've seen, you know, touches of, you know, it was nice to see Ozzie get, you know, the double and triple last night. You know, we saw the sack fly. I know people got mad at Austin Riley for other, but you know, at least he got the run home and you won the game. Marcell Ozuna has, you know, shown a little flash of starting to come around. I know he's not 100, but he's trying to come around. Now, do we get that from Spencer Strider tonight? It was almost like they put Iglesias in last night just for a confidence thing in the final out so he could throw a couple of pitches and finish a game. I don't know. We still haven't figured that out. The question is, are we, the Braves, we're back. Are we back? I mean, the team is still well under 500. They're still 11 games out of first place. Now, they're starting to creep into the picture. I think they're six back in the wild card, but there's a whole ton of teams in front of them. And again, there's 90 games to go. So, are we back? This first question I have for you at 404-726-0929. Garrett Chapman is one of my co-hosts on College Football Game Time. And, of course, a host here. And you're running the board. And you, technical director, executive producer, call screener. He does everything. I just sit behind a mic. Garrett, what is up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, brother. How are you, man? It's been a it's always a pleasure working with you, my friend.
All right. Are you going to see Messi today over at Mercedes-Benz?
Messi. I am not. Not today. I will be going on Sunday, though. I'll watch Manchester City. I've seen Messi play a few times, and it's always a treat. So if anybody has an opportunity to go see Messi play, I'd encourage you to do so. Absolutely.
They're playing some team called FC Porto.
Porto. That's a team from Portugal.
Okay, if you say.
Yeah, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. This whole thing has been kind of a disaster, this Club World Cup. You know, and all the British newspapers are really kind of mocking, not so much America, a little bit of America, but more about FIFA, you know, for putting it here. And I'm like, well, they put it here because it's a dry... Guys, it's at all the stadiums that are going to host World Cup games. They want to make sure that the grass works because, you know, it got to put grass into certain stadiums like... You know, like Mercedes-Benz to see that it works. This is dry run stuff for the World Cup, but they're mocking it because, like, in Orlando, there was a game that had, like, 2,000 people, maybe.
Well, John, they're pricing it up to, like, $85, $90, $100 a ticket in some places, and then they run it at 3 o'clock on a Monday.
Right, well, that's the problem.
What are we going to do here? Like, this is not a market. You're trying to grow the game. I understand you want to... you want to facilitate television audiences in Europe, but do you want fans in the stands? Then they'll do it at 3 o'clock on a Monday. I understand it for the World Cup. Fine. I get it in that regard. For the Club World Cup, no. That's absolutely foolish. Just wait until we get to Sunday when Manchester City is playing. It's a 9 o'clock start, and it's Sunday night. And there are going to be several people there because people have all day to actually ramp up and go to this game because you're actually facilitating an American market more so than you would at 3 o'clock on a Monday with $100 tickets.
Yeah, I know, but still, it's 9 p.m., which means like 9:15 kick. You know, I mean, that's 9:15 at night when you're starting a game.
It's still
on a Sunday night, on a work day. I mean, it's not a school day, obviously, for most kids. Was for me because I had to go to school year-round because of summer school. Because, yeah, it just was. Anyway, but, yeah, I mean, 9:15 on a Sunday night, and it's still, like, bizarro world.
It's still trying to figure that one out. It's still really
and it makes no, but it also makes no sense for the television audience. Because that's, like, what time is it in London? 4:15 in the morning? Right? In London, listen to me. Manchester's
City.
Five. Yeah. So what time would it be? I mean, it'd be 5 hours ahead. That would be like 2:15 in the. It's a 2:15 a.m. kickoff in Manchester.
I know, it's ridiculous.
That makes no sense.
But that's not us. And the thing is, they're going to mock us for it, but this makes no sense
for either audience. Yeah, okay,
it's FIFA.
It doesn't make any sense for the live audience. It makes even less sense for the television audience. Yeah, Manchester City's kicking off at 2:15 in the morning on Monday morning. Why? I mean, there's breakfast at Wimbledon, and then there's middle of the night, 2:15 in the morning, you know, where people are staying up to watch a Manchester City game. Okay, that makes no sense. Anyway, so Messi's today at 3 o'clock against, what the hell's the name of this team? Football Club
FC
Portugal?
FC Porto. So if they're from Porto in Portugal.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not up on certain Euro soccer. I know a little bit about, you know, the big teams, and that's about it. So are the Braves back? Then we'll get into the Hawks and the two hires that Anssi Salé made. Does this indicate anything? Remember, the NBA draft is coming up. It's coming Wednesday. Are the Hawks going to make a move now that they've hired these guys? Have they finally settled their front office down? They're going to be trading up in the draft? They're going to be making any trades? What do you expect now that the front office, I think, is settled? and much more. We have certainly a lot of Falcons to discuss. I've got a ton of college football if you want to talk about it. I got a ton. I haven't had a chance to get to it. All right, let's open up the phone lines. Let's go. We got till 2 o'clock. Talk, chat, you and I, 404-726-0929. John Fricke in for Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 90 Time the Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John Fricke in for Andy and Randy, old school talk show today, now till 2 o'clock, 404-726-0929. A lot of people saying after that win over the MESS last night, dominating with the All-Stars doing their thing, that the Braves are back. We back. Are we back?
Back.
Yeah, are we back? Just kind of curious. 404-726-0929, or is this just like a nice little run and... I'm glad we got something positive before the All-Star break. Or are we back? Because
the NL East is over.
Yeah. Thanks, Sal. That's happened before. That was Sal Licata. What was that, Garrett, like 2 years ago?
That was 2022. Late or Memorial Day before the Braves ran down the Mets. I think we went on like a 108-win pace, 106-game pace or something like that. Ended up with 101 wins. By the end of the season?
And caught him and passed him.
Passed him.
It's over! You know, because in New York, it's over. New York has no room to talk. I had a New Yorker kind of get my grill, and not that this has anything to do with anything, but I know New Yorkers because I used to work there, unfortunately, and I had to do two tours of duty there. So I know a little bit about the city. Having worked there. So I got a New Yorker who gets in my grill. Atlanta's a bad sports town. It sucks as a sports town. I'm like, well, why does it suck? You never win nothing. I'm like, well, I mean, you know, we won a couple of titles in the last 5 years. How many have you won? Because really, legitimately, all right, let's just, top of mind here. When was the last time a New York team, well, I guess one of the soccer teams won something? But if you take the soccer teams, even if you take Atlanta United out, when's the last time a New York team won anything? What? I mean, I know the Yankees were in the World Series last year.
It was a Giants Super Bowl in like 2012.
It must have been a Giants Super Bowl. And that wasn't like yesterday. That was what? How long ago? You know, it would have been a Giants Super Bowl. Because the Knicks haven't won a title in... I was a kid. That was what? Willis Reed and Earl Monroe. I mean, Earl the Pearl. That was like 73 or something. They haven't won a hockey title in forever. Florida keeps winning all those. Wait, New York's got, how many professional teams does New York have? You got three hockey teams, two baseball teams, two football teams, two basketball teams, two soccer teams. How many teams do they have? They never win nothing up there. And you're going to scold us? Stop it. We got four teams. You got 11. You know, no, anyway. So, speaking of basketball, I know we weren't, but let's just speak about it. The Hawks have made a couple of moves. So, Ansi Saleh has hired Bryson Graham as his VP of Ops and Peter Dinwiddie as his VP of Strategy and Analytics. I think that's like, don't quote me on this. I'm going to guess that's like the Moneyball dude. You know, he's the guy, the cap dude and the Moneyball dude. Anyway, so he's hired these two extensive, you know, records. I mean, big careers, you know, their CV is loaded. So there's no president of basketball operations. But since Saleh hired them, I'm going to assume that Ansi Saleh he's the boss. I mean, I know that it's the Tony Russell and everything, but I'll assume for the sake of argument that of the current front office that Saleh is running it. But now it's in place here, and we are knocking down the door of the NBA draft in less than a week. There have been a lot of rumors. Nothing's really happened here. So what are you expecting on the Hawks? They have 13 and 22, okay? Picks 13 and 22. The 13th pick, finally getting a pick for Kevin Huerter. And the 22 was part of the DeJounte Murray trade, which, by the way, if you give credit to Landry Fields, he actually had made two DeJounte Murray trades, one to bring him here and one to, you know, send him away. And on balance, I think he actually won those trades. And this will be the last kind of hurrah. And if this hits, this pick hits, he would have really won it. And so, you know, credit to him for a lot of things. You know, I know that the Hawks didn't advance beyond, you know, the play-in rounds in most seasons under him. But nonetheless, I think he put the franchise in a pretty good spot. So are they planning on doing anything? Do you get a sense now that the front office is there that the Hawks are going to make a move? Do you want them to make a move? Take 13 and 22 and move up. Well, okay, you can say that, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. You know, somebody, the sixth or seventh pick, do they want to even do that? You have to assume that, I guess there's an assumption that in this draft, you know, there's a number one pick that everybody knows who the number one pick is, and then there's a gap to, like, the numbers 2, 3, and 4, and then there's another gap, and once you get to, like, pick number 5, there isn't a whole lot of difference between pick 5 and pick 25. Well, if that's the case, then why would you move? There's not a whole lot of difference. 404-726-0929. Also, Game 6 of the NBA Finals is tonight. The season might end. This season began before, speaking of New York, the Dodgers and the Yankees, before the World Series. The season began before the World Series. The last World Series. We're almost to halfway through baseball season. It's still going on. And then they put the draft right after the finals are over. You know, and then they get to Summer League. Look, I don't blame the NBA. They're just trying to maximize their exposure and, you know, their clicks. And, you know, try and make it year-round. The NFL was the first to kind of perfect the whole concept of being in the news year-round, and the NBA just followed that model. It's not a bad idea. You know, because you get the draft, then you get free agency, and they'll stay in the news all the way till, you know, you have Summer League. Not that I don't follow Summer League personally, couldn't care less. I know hoopheads do. I don't follow Summer League because I need a break from basketball. I grew up in a time where you had basketball season, you had baseball season, you had football season. I mean, you had seasons, and they hadn't figured out yet how to stretch into the off season and make themselves, you know, relevant. So once football season ended with the Super Bowl, you really didn't hear much about football until training camp. You know, there was a draft, but that was about it. that we're talking about all the other things the NFL went, how do we stay relevant? Well, we can do an award season. We can do mandatory mini camps. We can do free agency and stretch that out over a little bit of time. We can do the draft and stretch that out into a multi-day thing on national TV. We can do meetings, annual meetings that will put us in the news. So they figured out how to do this and stretch the news cycle out so that they were in the news all the time. And the NBA went, hey, that's a good idea. So now it here is almost July, and you know there's I got to have some break from basketball. I just do. I have to have a little break from the game. I have to recharge my basketball energy. It's just the way it works. So some people don't. They go 24/7, 365, which is fine if you do, but I couldn't. It was like I had an opportunity at one point in my career to go work for the PGA Tour, and I love golf, and I thought I can't do this. I can't do golf nonstop. I just can't. I get so golfed out that I'd be like, oh my God, I can't stand to look at another golf club. I don't want to see a little white ball. I don't want to do it. I don't want another tournament. No, I would just be, I'd get sick of it after a couple, 3 years. I'd be like, yeah, I'm done. I'm checking out. I can't do this. I can't do it full time. I have to have a break from the sport. So we got a lot of NBA to talk about here. Game six is tonight with Oklahoma City trying to close it out. You have the Hawks, then you have the Lakers sale, too. $10 billion. Jerry Buss made a good investment in 1979. He bought the team from Jack Kent Cook for $67 million, which means, essentially, that over the 45 years and 11 championships that Jerry Buss owned the team, or Jerry Buss Enterprises, anyway, God rest his soul, that enterprise made about $200 million a year in value in that franchise, okay? $200 million a year on average every single year for 45 years, okay? So don't feel sorry for owners, okay? Just don't. Don't feel sorry for owners. Never feel sorry for the owners. $10 billion. And let me tell you, let me tell you who's celebrating that, okay? Every single owner of every, Arthur Blank is popping champagne. I mean, the wrestlers are popping champagne. Their value just went up. Wait, how could a football franchise? Because it affects every sport. If an NBA team sells for $10 billion, well, guess what? No offense to the Lakers, but the Lakers aren't the most valuable sports product out there. They're just not. There are teams that are more valuable than the Lakers. The Dallas Cowboys are arguably the most valuable. I know you don't want to know. I know. I'm with you. But still, the New York Yankees and the Dallas Cowboys are the two most probably, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe Manchester United. Right there with all those are like the big three, okay? There are others that are close, but those are the big three. And they're all worth more than the Lakers. So Jerry Jones made some money yesterday. He's like, well, Lakers are worth $10 billion. We're worth $15. He might be right. He might be right. So don't kid yourself. It's not just an NBA thing. Oh, the wrestlers made a ton of money. The value on the Atlanta Hawks just went skyrocketing up. They made probably $200 or $300 million yesterday, because now with the Lakers selling for $10 billion, whatever they would sell the Hawks for, that just went up. You know, so don't kid yourself. Yeah, value franchise values across the board went way up because the Lakers are selling for $10 billion. They're the first franchise to sell for $10 billion, and then the next one that sells, you know, is going to be $20 billion. And it's going to never, ever, ever in your life feel sorry for the owners. I've been expressing this to you for a long time. Ownership in sports products is a value-added business. So when they come and they plead poverty to you, and you have, you know, two baseball teams right now, two major league teams are playing in minor league stadiums, right? Because the West Sacramento A's haven't built their stadium in Lost Wages, and the Tampa Bay Rays, their stadium got blown to bits, right, you know, in the storm. So they're in a minor league stadium. They're in the Yankees minor league stadium. And so they're both playing in minor league stadiums. Oh, poor, no, don't feel sorry for them. The Rays could be sold, by the way. The Rays, there was a story this week that the Rays could be sold, Tampa Bay Rays, for, and I still want to call them the Devil Rays, for $1.7 billion, okay? Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm selling the Rays and the Lakers got thing went $10 billion, and I went, not 1.7. I want 2 now. And, you know, I mean, that just went up. if I'm selling the team. So let's weigh in on it. 404-726-0929. If you're a Braves fan, some said last night, and I want to ask you, are the Braves back? We're back. We're back. Are the Braves back? If you're a Hawks fan, tell me now that Anssi Salé has hired Graham and Dinwiddie and has a front office in place right in front of the draft. Do you think the Hawks are going to make a move because they finally have the front office in place to be able to kind of reimagine the franchise, or are they just going to stand pat? What do you think is going to happen? And if you want to weigh in on Messi today or the Falcons or college football, you are always welcome. We have two college football guys here, Garrett and I. And I got so much college football, I never get to all of it. I mean, I'm glad I have a couple of months before week zero, but that clock's ticking too. John Fricke for Andy and Randy today. Let's talk at 404-726-0929 on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Andy and Randy back tomorrow in this time slot. John Fricke in for A&R today. Taking you to 2 o'clock with my buddy Garrett Chapman on the other end here, and you can be part of the show. I do an old school talk show, which means you call in, and we can have a conversation. 404-726-0929. We don't have to agree. It's fine. Look, we can all have just different opinions and look at things differently, like the question about whether or not the Braves are back. Because after that win last night, which was arguably the most impressive win of the year, you can make an argument it was the most impressive win of the year. You're playing the MESS mess. You take them totally out of their game. They're making mistakes with face masks and base running all over the place in this series. And you're playing your A game with your superstars, your MVPs and your Cy Young guys. And things are clicking for the team. I mean, that was a masterful, dominating win last night in every phase of the game. that looked like the Braves of World Seriesdom. I mean, you're like, hey, which is leading some fans to say, hey, listen, it took us a while. We had all sorts of issues we had to work through, but we're back. Garrett, do you think the Braves are back after that win last night?
Yeah, no, I absolutely do. I think this team is set up for success just in general because of the talent on this roster. And ultimately, you could say that they never win anywhere. It's just the fact that this team just started hitting, you know, and that's the biggest thing, clutch hitting. And sometimes all it takes is a spark, and hopefully Marcelo Ozuna lit that spark.
Yeah, maybe. I got with that big bases clearing double. I mean, so sure. I mean, I can go with that, but I just still have such, you know, Pedfar is going to be down at Gwinnett, right? And so when Pedfar comes, does he settle left field? And then, of course, he can't play in the postseason. So it's like, okay, good. I guess you're paying the guy $42 million. The only saving grace is you didn't have to pay him half of that $42 million, that $7 million for this year. You didn't have to pay him because he was suspended without pay. But let's say Pedfar comes in and really helps you, and that's great, and he's hitting, and he's the guy that you expected would be that guy at the beginning of the year before he got suspended, and he settles down left field, and he's really helping out the ball club, and that's all, and you're just rolling. And then you get to the playoffs, and like, oh, Pedfar's got to sit because he's suspended for the playoffs. And then are we back? Well, the one thing I would say that would lead you to believe that you could say that the Braves are back, not just in the way they're playing right now or the fact that Acuña is just stupid. How good is this guy? How good is this guy? Tell me he's not the best player in baseball. Just go ahead, call in and tell me he's not the best player in the game. The one thing is that you do have Alex Anthopoulos on your side, because I still have pause, especially in one area, which is the bullpen, because the bullpen is, it's been a disaster. I mean, so much so that you got Schwelly going out there and pitching, you know, complete games, and really Sale could have finished last night. You know, I mean, the whole thing is, you know, I mean, you got to have guys go nine, which is kind of like really old school Bob Gibson, Tom Seaver, Nolan Ryan baseball, where your starters are going nine, Fergie Jenkins and finishing games, Denny McClain. You know, I mean, you're having starters go nine innings, and you're not, it's like, eh, we're not going to take them out right now. We got to win ball games. We're not going to, because when you're in a situation where you have a pitcher playing against a double A team, the worst team in baseball, and he strikes out, what did he strike, 15? And your bullpen comes into the game and how do you strike out? Well, they struck out 19 in that game, right? They struck out 19 and they lost 10-1. Huh? Wait, walk me through that one. What? Your starting pitcher. Yeah, what? Okay, that's how bad. And then, you know, of course, not to mention the fact that you had a 6-run lead in another game and you lost it. I mean, the bullpen has just been an utter, unmitigated disaster. So we talk about everybody that we miss Max Fried. Yeah, Max has been great. No question. Miss Dansby Swanson. You miss Freddie. You miss this guy. You miss that guy. How much do you miss AJ Minter? Yeah. I mean, because you got nothing out there you can lean on. 404-726-0929. So am I going to say the Braves are back? I'm going to hold off on that for now. I mean, obviously, they're not back from a standings perspective because they're still quite a ways under 500. They're still, you know, well back in the wild card. So they're not back in that sense. What I think they are back in is two ways. One, I think they're back in a belief system. They're playing with, it's the first time this year I've seen them play with any joy of any kind, but with any confidence. So in that regard, this team is playing more confidently than it has all year, and that's a very good thing. And it takes the stars to lead them. And the return of Acuña and Sale finding his game, you know, Sale, the pitching staff follows Sale. We'll see Strider do tonight. And the lineup follows Acuña because he's the guy that leads it all off and gets everybody rolling. And when he hits the first pitch 420 feet, that dugout goes up. Hey, we're off and running now, you know. And so everybody is instantly locked in because that dude hits the first pitch out of the ballpark. And then everybody, you got to, all right, we're in. You know, you got to get there. Apparently, it's like, you know, you're like a teacher and you're going, boys, boys, pay attention. You know, I mean, you got to have somebody kind of jumpstart that. So I guess in the sense of the confidence of the ball club, I get a sense that, yes, they are back. In the sense that they have beaten the Mets in the way they've beaten the Mets in the last two games, you know, and I mentioned before, and I'll stand by it, that when you're the filthies of the mess and you're sitting up there cruising along and the Braves are like, I don't know, 15,000 games behind you, you still look down the standings. You're like, yeah, there's Miami. Okay. There's Washington. Okay. Those guys are done. But then you see Atlanta in that group and you kind of go, oh, yeah, those guys are still there, right? They still have like Chris Sale and Spencer Strider and Ronald Acuna and Ozzie Albies and Austin Riley and Matt Olson and Marcelo Zuna. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Those guys. Keep an eye on those guys. Okay. Keep an eye. See, this was a series that was going to, for the Mets, that they could come in and they could start, look, we got to go play four at Citi Field. This was the stretched run of the year where the Mets could put the Braves away. And then Sal Licata could be on WFA, and now he's in the hour. I mean, he could really have crowed, because if the Mets kind of torched the Braves in the seven games that they were playing and are going to play here out of this 10-game stretch, if the Mets have won six of those, the Braves would be so far back as to be, it would be over for the Braves. The NL East would be over. I mean, absolutely. They would have been 16, 17 games back of the Mets. That's over. But now the Braves are just kind of creeping along. They're still way behind the Mets, obviously. Were they 11 games back? They're still way behind the Mets. But they're in their ear. And most importantly, they're in between the Mets' ears. And if they win tonight, when the Braves go to Citi Field next week, it's going to be like, here come those guys. And if the Braves even split that series, God forbid if the Braves take 3 out of 4, but they even split that series, the Mets are going to be like, okay, we can't shake these guys. Because the Mets, guys and boys and girls, the Mets haven't won squat. I was talking about New York earlier. What have the Mets ever won? Seriously, what have the Mets ever won? Well, John, in 1969, the Miracle Mets, Tommy Agee and Cleon Jones and Tom Seaver, and by the way, in the bullpen of the 1969 New York Mets, there was a reliever. His name was Nolan Ryan. They really used that. They did that well, didn't they? Yeah, with that Nolan Ryan guy, we should just make him a reliever.
I remember that. An abomination.
Yeah, I remember that 69 team. I'm that old. I watched the Miracle Mets play.
You're making me uncomfortable. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
So, and then there was 1986. And 1986, best known for Bill Buckner not fielding a ground ball and maybe the most famous error in the history of baseball.
I don't think they moved well laterally.
Or forward or backwards either. Bill Buckner let the ball scoot under his glove there. And, Ray Knight, Mr. Nancy Lopez, running and jumping in the air and then landing on a plate. So that was 1986. Okay, now I know they've been to the World Series since, they haven't won it. But 1986, last time the Mets won a World Series, okay? 1986. You have to be, how old? You'd have to be 46 years old, maybe, to remember it. And even then, maybe closer to 50. You'd have to be close to 50 years old to remember the last time the Mets won a World Series. 50. John, you'd have to be 10,000 years old to remember the last time the Falcons won a Super Bowl, because they know, okay, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Mets and the Braves. So the Mets haven't won a World Series in nearly, 40 years. So,
well, John, if you also want to talk about the Mets and their division titles, they've won two in my lifetime.
Right. I was about to get to that. The other part is they haven't even won the NL East. It's been the Braves. There was a run. The Phillies have had a couple of little runs, and for the most part, it's just been the Braves. And there was one little run of the Washington Nationals, but not the New York Mets. When was the last time? How many? They've won two. How old are you, Garrett?
I'm 30.
Yeah. You know, they don't even win a division title.
The National League East expanded to absorb the Braves back in, 1994 was the first year that happened, right? And then, or
yes.
95?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've won two. They won in 2015, and then they won another one in 2006. You know, like, this isn't a team that wins anything. They win nothing. And I don't care about the Mets. You know, I mean, this is a team that we dominate. Every single year we dominate them. That's little brother. They're little brother in their own city. They're little brother in this division. No, screw the Mets.
Yeah, I know. And it drives them, and it drives Mets fans crazy. I mean, the Mets fans, and Mets fans, you know, they're out there chanting, you know, blank Trey Young. That was what they were chanting. Literally, the Met. No, 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 not the name. Mets fans, because they got nothing else.
You mean the guy who dominated them in their own house? That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The Mets fans are chanting about a Hawks point guard.
Lord have mercy.
Because they got nothing else. They're like, oh, man, these guys, they kick our butts all the time, don't they? Yeah, we do. And so are you back in the head of the Mets? And that's got to be doubly worrying for the Mets because, look, I don't think the Braves are ever going to get in the Phillies' head because the Phillies are just – right now the Phillies are in the Braves' head. Okay, I just look, call it what it is. You know, if the Braves do somehow make a miracle run here to the playoffs this year – I don't know if miracle is a strong word. It wouldn't be a miracle run. The Braves are too good. If they just get hot and they make the playoffs, if they have to play the Phillies again, that's going to be some psychological warfare there. There's a hump you got to get over, and right now the Phillies kind of have their number. Ranger Suarez. I do hope, though, that if the Braves were to play the Phillies and somebody were to hit a walk-off, man, listen to me, Braves, just for a second. I know I'm jumping way ahead here. But if you get into the playoffs and you beat the Phillies and somebody hits a walk-off, you, whoever it is, you got to find Bryce Harper and you got to stare him down, okay? And just stare him down. That's all I'm saying. Stare that dude down. So are the Braves back? 404-726-0929. When I say back, okay, let me define this a little bit better for you. Are they gonna make the playoffs? Playoffs? Yeah, are they going to make the playoffs? Does this team now, have you flipped? I had given them up for damn near dead because
playoffs?
That's what they were.
Don't talk about it. Playoffs?
Yeah, playoffs. By the way, he's made so much money off that on commercials, it's not funny. But that's neither here nor there. So, yeah, playoffs. The Braves, you know, he and Allen Iverson, playoffs, you know, practice and playoffs. Sometimes you just say a word and it just sticks. Are the Braves back? I want to go there. I need you to drag me along there a little bit. Are the Hawks, what are the Hawks planning? You tell me, Hawks fans. Their front office is now settled. Bryson Graham as the vice president of operations. Peter Dinwiddie is the VP of strategy. It looks like Ansi Salehe is going to be the man in charge. And running the show. So let's just go with that for right now. We are knocking on the door of the NBA draft next Wednesday night. Are the Hawks going to make a move? What do you think is going to happen? Are they going to stand pat? What are the Hawks going to do? And what do you want them to do and not do? I saw Miles Turner name, you know, kind of pop up here and there. And, of course, Indiana's still playing basketball. But there are a lot of Hawks fans going, Miles Turner, I don't know. 404-726-0929. And you can always talk football because Garrett and I are here and we are football heads. Are you going to Messi this afternoon? A lot to chat about on Sports Radio 92 on the game. John Fricke in for Andy and Randy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.